You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Now, this is a story that's very powerful, and we're going to see some ordinary and extraordinary things. But before we get to the main word, you know, we all get to the internet. Lahat po tayo nakatry na ng internet. Okay, ano yun, internet, di ba? Parang somewhere. Tapos makita natin, you know, in my time, there was a, meron yung uso, yung mga slam book, yung mga parang autograph, tapos hahanapin yung favorite mo, yung favorite color, favorite food. Ngayon sa internet, you know, pati dun sa mga social network, we have this tab that doesn't really disappear. It's called the favorites tab. Nakikita nyo palagi yun, di ba? Pag nag-yahoo kayo, favorites, magta-type ko pa lang ng search engine, makikita mo na. You know, likas kasi sa atin yung may favorites eh. Lahat ba kayo may favorites? You know, how many of you, yung mag-favorite hobby, meron ba sa inyo, favorite nyo, maglaro, or mag-workout? Meron ba dito, working out type? Oops, wala masyado. Okay. Okay lang yan. How about some of you, meron ba dito yung favorite yung pastime is, you know, reading. Next, reading. Okay. Meron ba? Wow, may konti. Okay, parang di masyong kailan. Siguro, how about watching shows? Specifically, game time shows. Meron ba dito? Mahilig manood ng game time shows? Okay, meron ba? Showtime? Hole in the Wall? Kailan nyo si Michael V? Love na love natin yan. Tapos, binalik nila yung Family Feud, di ba? Napanood nyo ba yan dati, yung old version yan? Okay, don't raise your hand kung napanood nyo yung dati, okay? Now, pero yung pinaka-favorite, pagdating talaga sa akin, pag tinanong mo ako ng favorite, yung pinaka-favorite ko, sabi nila kasi maraming love languages. Ang love language ko, food. So yung favorite foods, palagi yung naiisip ko. Now, let me ask you, okay, kasi maraming klaseng food eh. Let's be specific. Okay, how many of you like or at least like to eat chicken. Okay. Wala masyado. Paano kung may gift certificate dito? Paano na lang, di ba? Wala masyado, no? Now, some of you might probably like Max. Or, meron bang Max? Wala. KFC? Wala. How about Kenny Rogers? Sound off. Wala. Wala masyado. How about Chooks to Go? Mac Chicken. Chicken Joy. Alam masyado. Napunta na lang tayo sa ibang kategory. How about ice cream? Alam mo, pag ice cream talaga, kahit tag-ulan, bibenta yan. Okay, magtanong nga tayo dito. Let's ask, ayan, anong favorite ice cream mo?
Chocolate
ice cream. Anong brand?
Selecta.
Meron ba mga Selecta people? If you're alright, meron tayo. Dito naman. Si Francis. Anong favorite ice cream mo?
Dairy Queen.
DQ. Meron ba DQ dito? Mga Blizzard people. You know, favorite ko yung DQ. Hulaan nyo na lang kung nasaan yung DQ dyan tsaka yung Selecta. You know, it's innate in us that we all have some preferences. Yung mga paborito. Di ba? In fact, yung mga bagay palang pinag-uusapan natin, paboritong gamit, paboritong puntahan, places to go to, music to listen to, napakaraming paborito. But did you know that we also apply our preferences to people? We also apply, you know, our favorites to people we want to hang out with, people we want to talk with, di ba? Ito, ayokong kasama sa workout, pero gusto ko kasama mag-movies. Ha? Ito, okay to kausap, pero hindi to okay ka-Facebook. May mga ganun eh, di ba? Parang, bakit kaya? Now, regardless of where we apply our favorites, did you ever think about how a person would feel if he or she was not the favored one? Did you ever consider na sa pagiging mga paborito natin, di ba? May mga ganun eh. Minsan tayo, kung nga rin kasama tayo sa choices, mag-KFC ako, tapos ikaw yung hindi napili, ano kaya yung pakiramdam? Sakit, no? Sakit. Jokes to go. Kasi, kumbawa, di ba, minsan pag may mga kinakausap, lalo na dito sa Luzon, minsan pag Bisaya ka, palagi ka nabibiro, kahit wala ka namang ebidensya. Di ba? Minsan, pag nag-a-apply tayo ng trabaho, di ba? Palagi tinitignan resume. Bakit pag taga-UP, kahit na 5-5, ang daming 5, tinatanggap, bakit ganun? Uste ako eh. UP ako eh. Okay, ulitin natin. Uste ako eh. Yes! Oh. Yan, oh, come on, Pastor. Pero, hindi ako ano eh. Di Ateneo ako eh. And then, Lasal ako eh. Ayun, usapang UAAP na lang. Ha? Ganun. Ganun ba yon? Bakit minsan, alam niyo ba kahit sa employment natin, minsan pag, di ba, pare-pareho naman tayong ginagawa, bakit siya mas mataas sweldo, di ba? May napapaboran. In fact, in Singapore, if you work there, may mga ano, yung pay grade magkaiba pag magkaiba kayo ng kulay. Did you know that? Now, it's a reality that our personal preferences reflect even in our families. Di ba, pag may mga paborito, I don't know if, you know, in your family, may mga favorite anak, di ba? Yung hindi lang iisa yung anak, okay? Yung medyo marami naman, di ba? O kaya yung, ah, ang paborito kong apo, na? Sinihimas-himas pa palagi yung ulo. 50 anyos na, paborito pa rin apo, ano? Alam niyo yun, may mga ganun eh. And pero paano kung ikaw yung hindi paborito? Paano kung ikaw palaging nilalaktaman? You know, this is a story that we read in the Bible is similar to what I was just talking about, favorites. Because in this story, we will see how God changed the heart of two ordinary people, two different people, very different from one another, and how God changed the way they saw each other and eventually changed the way they saw other people in the world. This story is very important because it changed the course of church history. And I want to go back to what we just read in Acts 30, that Cornelius was saying it was 4 days. He was talking about 4 days ago, I was praying. So, kwento tayo, kwentuhan muna tayo. Go back with me to Acts chapter 10. Kasi it wasn't very different in the time of Jesus. Pag-usapan natin yung day one. Nung day one, yung 4 days ago, there was a man named Cornelius. Siguro hindi masyado maglimag-joke to, no? Okay, next year makakuha nyo na yun. As in a centurion, he was a centurion who was known as the Italian regiment. Magagaling magpasta yung mga yan. Okay? And then, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing, ha, buong pamilya. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Wow, religious. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. Isipin nyo to, this is a centurion. This is a commander of 100 soldiers. Not just any soldiers, Roman soldiers. To be a commander, they were select people. And for this person to be in fear, ano kaya anghel yung nakita niya? Have you ever wondered why people were in fear when they saw angels? There are many kinds of angels, but there are angels that you really need to be afraid of. Because they're called warring angels or archangels. And I believe this was one of them, because he was afraid. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Kita mo naman si Lord. Anong mga, every time you pray, every time you do good and give gifts to the poor, hindi nakakalimutan ng Panginoon yan. I just want to emphasize this. God is a just God. Whatever good you have done to other people, whether they accepted, whether they were thankful or not, God will always remember. And it says here, sabi dito, now send men to Joppa. It's a nearby place to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the Tanner. Okay, hindi maputi si Simon Peter. Okay, hindi siya nagpapatan. Simon the Tanner is more like a, parang nag-ano ng mga letters. So it's another profession whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, verse 7, Cornelius called 2 of his servants, a devout soldier, tsaka yung isang attendant niya, sabi niya, ito yung nakita ko, ngayon punta kayo sa Joppa. Now that's day one. Day one, Cornelius had a vision. Day two, ano nangyari nung day two? Meron namang isa pang character natin, isang lead character natin. About the noon, the following day, si Peter naman. As Peter was approaching a city, he went up on the roof to pray. Verse 9. Verse 10, he became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. Nasubukan niyo ba yun? Nagugutom kayo? Parang kung ano-ano na lang nakikita niyo. Parang, di ba, lalo na pag nag-fasting kayo, matagal kayong hindi kumain, tapos parang nai-imagine mo na. Naaamoy mo pa lang, di ba? Ano nai-imagine niyo pag kumakain kayo? Ha? Chicken ulit? Okay? Sino naka-imagine ng sisig? Ha? Imagine niyo nga sisig. Imagine niyo yung bulalo. Alam niyo pag yung mga ganitong mga pagkain, mga sisig, mga bulalo, mapapalapit ka talaga kay God. In fact, pag mga crispy pata, lumalapit yun, napapa-worship ka na eh. Diba? Sumasakit yung leeg mo, tapos medyo napapa-stretch ka ng ganyan. Lord! Pag dinagdagan mo pa yun ng sinigang na baboy na medyo puti yung ano, tapos yung medyo umuuga pa yung ano, yung taba nung ano, sinigang na baboy. Diba? Mapapalapit ka kay Lord. Diba, Lord, yung puso ko. Mamaya, makikita mo na yung anghel, Lord. Huwag muna ako kunin, Lord. Diba? Alam mo yung mga food na yan, love language talaga yan eh. Okay? Pero ito si Peter. Nagkaroon siya ng vision. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. Tapos sabi dito, kung sari-saring animals daw yung nakita, as well as reptiles, four-footed animals, and then a voice came, sabi nung voice, kill, Peter, kill and eat. Oh? Ano to? Barbecue? Huh? Pero nasa vision siya. Ang sabi dito, sabi ni Peter, Lord, surely not. Hindi pa ako makain ng impure or unclean. Kasi si Peter, he was a Jew. Hudyo po siya. At mayroon tayong tinatawag na kosher. Yun yung diet ng mga Hudyo. May mga bawal, may mga hindi pwedeng kainin. Dahil may restriction si God nung Old Testament. Okay, mamabasa natin sa Deuteronomy na ito yung mga healthy food na sinabi ni God para sa kanila. Now, the voice spoke to him a second time, do not call anything impure that God has made clean. Ha? Nabuhayin yung mga, yes, dinuguan, hallelujah. Diba? Buhayan, tsaka yung mga ano, yung mga sisig, sugpo. Ito na. This happened 3 times. Immediately, the sheet was taken back to heaven. Tatlong beses, sinabihan ni God si Peter, kill and eat. Tatlong beses, sinabi ni God, do not call anything. Okay? That I have made clean, unclean. Sabi ni Peter, hindi Lord, hindi ito nga. Ano ba talaga to? Disciple ba talaga to? Si Lord na nagsasabi. You know, Peter was a disciple. But he was struggling in his old mindset, in his old, you know, frame of thinking. And while Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the man sent by Cornelius, eto na. Ding, ding. Ngayon ang doorbell, no? Okay, nandito na kami. Andiyan po ba si Peter? Kami po, ninanap namin yung isang Simon na ang pangalan din ay Peter. So they were by the gate. Tapos narinig ni Peter, si Lord, sabi ng Spirit, sabi ni Holy Spirit, Simon, 3 men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. So, syempre, si Peter, baba siya ng bahay. Ako yung hinahanap nyo. You are looking for me. I am the person you are looking for. In verse 22, the man replied, we have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man, respected by the Jewish people. An angel talked to him so that he could hear what you have to say. So, ito na. Peter invites them, and that was the second day. Now, in this second day, I want us to think about this. There was Peter, there was Cornelius, there were these men, magkakasama na sa bahay ni Peter. Because on the third day, wala masyadong nangyari, they just traveled. In fact, may 6 na sumama kay Peter. Hindi ko alam kung kinuwento ni Peter na, bro, kita mo yung mga vision ko, mga sugpo, mga ano, man, you gotta come with me. May mga sumama, okay? And then they were accompanying this apostle, and we need to just set some things right now. How do we see Peter? We know Peter is a preacher, an apostle, and at the same time we know that Cornelius was a different person. He was going to visit Cornelius, who was a soldier. We know that Peter, based on Acts 4:13, was unschooled. Okay, this is a contrast between Peter and Cornelius. How do we see them? We know that Cornelius is military trained. Magkaiba sila. How do we see Peter? Peter is a Jew. And Cornelius was a Gentile. Mga Hentil. Bawal po makipaghalubilo ang mga Hudyo sa mga hindi Hudyo. Sa mga ibang lahi o mga tinatawag nating Hentil. Now, one of my friends was telling me, alam mo ba kung sino ang pinakaunang nagka-cellphone? Cellphone? Talaga? Sabi nung friend ko, well, si Peter. Kasi tatlong beses niya daw denial si Jesus. Okay? At may ringtone pa. Tilaok ng manok. Okay, so next year, makukuha na din natin yun. So ito si Peter. Ito ngayon si Cornelius. Now, going back to the scripture, so invited them. The next day, Peter started out, went with them. They went to Caesarea. In verse 25, as Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. Lumuhod. Parang, okay, sumasamba. He was revering Peter. Ito si Peter. Sabi niya, stand up. I am only a man myself. Now, how does Cornelius see Peter? Think about this, ha? We have a perception of who Peter and Cornelius are. Cornelius sees Peter this way. He saw him through that vision. Okay, God spoke to him. He sees him as a holy man. He recognized that this man is sent from God. Kasi nga, pinapadala niya. But did you know that Peter also sees Cornelius in a certain way? Okay, kailangan natin isipin kung paano nila nakikita yung isa't isa. Cornelius saw Peter, Peter saw Cornelius in a certain way. Peter knows that Cornelius is a resident of Caesarea, commander of 100 troops. Okay, just take note. Okay, Jesus suffered under the Roman soldiers. Take note. Okay, so medyo, oops, teka lang. Okay. Cornelius was a Gentile, and therefore to Peter, ha, maduming tao yan, unclean yan. Mabaho yung mga tao yan, hindi pwede sa akin yan. It's unlawful for me to visit him because they're uncircumcised. They don't eat together, they don't fellowship. So may trouble tayo ngayon. God wants to send people to get Peter to meet Cornelius. Pero ito yung mga perception nila sa isa't isa. Now, think about this. We talked about Peter's vision, Cornelius' vision on day one. On day two, we talked about Cornelius' vision. On day three, they traveled. But there's one more important character in this story. And let's not forget the vision that God has. Because this is the main deal. God had a plan. Talking with him, Peter went inside and a large gathering of people. He said to them, you are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. Ang tanong ni Peter, pwede bang malaman bakit mo ako pinadala dito? Eto na. Okay, wala pa namang nag-aaway. Wala pa namang naglalabasan ng armas or nagbabastusan. Eto na. Verse 30. Cornelius answered, ito yung binasa natin. Kasi nga, ganito. Kinausap ako ng Panginoon, may pinadala siya anghel. Sabi niya, papuntayin ka dito. Kasi meron kang sasabihin sa amin. Isasabihin ako. Eto na. Think about this. How does God see Cornelius? You know what? Think about this. God sees Cornelius in a certain way. And wants to think about this. He was devout. He was a God-fearing man. He was generous to the poor. In fact, very obedient pa nga siya nung kinausap siya ng anghel. He was offering prayers regularly. And alms were accepted by God. He was, in effect, being cleansed by God. You know, the Lord God is a holy God. He will not simply talk to people without cleansing them. The holiness of God will not permit, you know, impurity and sin in His presence. But by talking with Him, He was cleansing him. And this is the most important part. God was urgently wanting for Peter to visit Cornelius. Was there something wrong with Cornelius? This man was worshiping the one true God. This one was helping the poor. And many of us probably are like that. You know, we worship the one true God. We believe, we help the poor, we do good deeds. What's missing here? We will only find that out as we listen to the message of Peter. Because in verse 34, here we go, it says, then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. Everybody say favoritism. but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. Let me qualify that. You know, in Romans chapter 2, verse 6 to 11, there's a scripture there that also shows that that God does not show favoritism. In verse 6, it says, God will give to each person according to what he has done. In 7, it says, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. This favoritism that we're talking about is not simply preferences with food and clothes and appearances and smell. It was talking about eternal things. It was talking about giving eternal life. In verse 8, it says here, but for those who are self-seeking, who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. But the good news is in verse 9, it says there will be trouble and distress. Hindi pa yan good news. Okay, for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew. Meron bang Jews dito? Anybody? Pilipino po tayo. Dun po tayo sa mga Gentil. We are of the Gentile. In verse 10, it says there, but glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For it says there, because God does not show favoritism. Do we show favoritism when it comes with people? Do we show favoritism when it comes to religious? Ah, ito, okay lang ito, mga religious naman ito eh. Ito, mga masasamang tao ito, ayoko dyan. Ayoko kasama yung mga yan. Think about this. How do we see the people around us? How about this one? In James chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, it says, my brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. And it says there in verse 2, suppose a man comes to your meeting na may mga alahas na mamahalin, magandang damit, okay, or tapos meron namang isang tao na sobrang hirap yung itsura, gusgusin. Anong gagawin mo? Verse 3. If you show special attention to this man na maganda yung itsura, mabango, here's a good seat for you, dito ka na lang. Pero sasabihin mo dun sa mahirap, you stand there and sit on the floor by my feet, do you think God will be pleased? Do you think God will be pleased? When we see people along the street, you know, sometimes they look crazy. You know, I'm not saying greet them all the time. But does our heart go out to them? Do we even look if they're bleeding or if there's, you know, something wrong with them that we can help them with? Do we even speak a prayer for them? Do we see people the way God sees people? Paano kung Adidas yung shoes niya? Hindi Nike, Pikey. Paano kung Hanes Ford pala yung suit niya? Huh? Do we look at them? Are they any less? You know, in God's eyes, it's not about your bank account. It's not about your clothes or your shoes. In God's eyes, it's not about your color. You know, you go abroad and you feel that. Sometimes when you're applying for work, you know, pag kulay brown ka, medyo ano ka, markado ka. Pag itim ka, may mga communities na hindi ka makapasok. Pag puti ka naman, may mga communities din na medyo iba yung trato sa'yo. Are we like that also? You know, God accepts men and women who fear Him. I'm talking about the fear of the Lord. Is there reverence for the Lord where we live, in our homes, in our workplace? Do we still think of the name of the Lord as holy, like we would sing on a Sunday service? Do we treat the name of God or do we use His name in vain? Is there any reverence by the way we live and by the way we treat our spouses and our children? Is there any reverence for God? You know, this is a very important, you know, quality that's missing in many Christian groups today. You call yourself a Christian, where is the reverence of God? You come to church, you're late. You know, you don't give importance to the first part. It's the only part that we give to God, and it's not just us getting from God. You know, worship is the only thing God gets in our services. It is our offering. I'm not here to, you know, I love you guys, you know, but baka na traffic lang kayo. Jesus loves you. But reverence, the fear of the Lord. Do you do what is right? You know, I'm so glad that there were these people who came against, you know, yung mga bastos na billboards. Did you see that in the news? Anybody saw that in the news? Come on, let's give God a praise for that. I believe that as long as there are people who are truly worshiping God, we can do what is right. God will favor us. It's not, you know, we don't want obscenity and promiscuity in our TV sets, in our billboards, in our streets. We do not want that. Ano pa yung silbi ng pagbabasa ng Bible natin, pagtataas natin ng kamay, pagsabi natin hallelujah, paglabas naman natin, parang ano lang tayo, parang natatakot tayo to speak against unrighteousness. Are you here with me? This is the kind of believers that God accepts. This is the kind of people that we ought to be. There are nations that and cities that legalize divorce and abortion. I hope that we would consider this, that God ordained marriage to be strong and to be for life. God ordained, you know, children to be born in families so that we can raise them right. If there's things that are wrong in your families, I tell you, you stand for what is right and God will back you up. Kahit ano pa yung marang wala nang pag-asa, ang hirap naman ito, Lord. You know, you stand for what is right and you will see the power of God work for your situation. This is the Word of God. It says there, He accepts men from every nation. You know that word nation is not the nation, you know, yung political nation that we know. It roots from the word ethnos, which means people groups. It's not simply Canadian or American. It means a group of people having the same culture or subculture. Meron yung mga cool, di ba? Cool dito. Tapos meron yung mga kulto. Okay, so may culture doon. Kulto and cool dito. Okay, magkaiba yun. So, people group din yun. Okay? Will we reach out? Meron yung tawag dun sa mga patag ba yun? Yung mga driver na, no? Yung mga, kasi may mga na-encounter ako, you know, it's, I'm new to Marikina and Antipolo. I encountered, you know, some of the drivers that go to Quinta and, you know, talagang, man, they are king of the road. You know? They'll just stop anywhere they want. And I tell you, you know, na-test talaga eh. Honestly, na-test talaga ako eh. Pero minsan talaga nakatako sa akin ko, Lord, ang hirap naman ito. Baba ako naman ito. Hoy! Tapos na-convict ako, alis na lang ako. Kasi, will your heart go out for a people who do not know God? Will your heart go out to a people, you know, who don't look great in the eyes of the world? I want to share with you the good news that Peter was talking about. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. Ito na po yung baon ni Peter na para kay Cornelius. Sabi niya, the message of God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace. Dahil sa totoo lang, lahat ng makasalanan, kahit religyoso, kung wala si Jesus Christ, kaaway yan ng Panginoon. It's not about our religiosity that we can reach God. You may pray all you want and help the poor, but it's not gonna get you to Christ because the only way, truth, and life to God is through Jesus Christ. There is no other. Salvation comes only in the name of Jesus Christ. It says, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we have peace, who is Lord of all. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. I want to just say that right now. This word of God that we're talking about proves that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. You're choosing Him to make Him your master and Lord does not negate Him being Lord. Whether you believe it or not, whether people say otherwise, Jesus will be Lord. His glory will be untarnished because He is Lord of all. In verse 37, you know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how He went about doing good, healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with Him. Listen to me. What is the vision of God? Peter had his vision. Cornelius had his vision. But do you know what God sees? God sees ordinary people like you and me. That's why He sent His Son Jesus to come into this earth. If you think hindi ka favorite sa pamilya mo, sa work mo, kung ikaw yung mga nabibiktima ng favoritism, if you think your life is not important, you know, there are people who try to take their life. A lot of people would try to suicide. If you think your life is not worthy, then think again because God saw you. Before you were formed in the womb, God saw you. 2,000 years ago, God saw you already, and that's why we're here listening to the Word. You are the vision of God. You are important to God. You know how precious your life is? It's as precious as the blood of the Holy God that died on that cross. And the Bible says, we are witnesses of His resurrection. They killed Him by hanging Him on a tree, but God raised Him from the dead on the third day and caused Him to be seen by many. The vision of God is to save people from every nation. All groups of people. mayaman, mayabang, maramot, magaling. Every people, and only in Christ can we see people through His eyes. Only in Christ. You know, when God saw Cornelius, He wasn't just seeing Cornelius. At the end of that story, the whole family got saved. The whole crowd of family and friends were got saved. Because you know, when Christ looks at you, there's more than you there. There's your family there. There's your friends there. If God can change the way you see people, you know, He's saving not just you. You and your household will be saved. That's why we do victory groups. You know, I'm part of a victory group. You know why? Because we believe that this is the way we can teach people how to follow God. This is the only way that we can, you know, our expression of getting to know people. You know, Peter stayed with them and did victory group with them for a time and taught them the Word of God. That's what we do. Talk about the Word of God and share the life of God. That's why we have world missions and kids ministry and campus ministry and singles events. All of these are important so that we can get to know God. You know, we cannot live in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. You know, it says there, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls and has no one to help him. If you don't have a friend in church, don't know somebody who can teach you the Word of God and how to follow God, we want to invite you to a victory group. You know, we invite you to be part of the life of this church and not just attend. Because the truth is, Peter needed Cornelius to open his eyes to his own prejudices. And Cornelius needed Peter to preach the gospel to him. God could have just saved Cornelius by himself, but He used ordinary people like you. He can use you. And I want to end with this, you know, story. As Peter changed. Remember Peter? Sabi tinong Jesus, who does people say I am? Sabi ni Peter, you were the Son of the living God. Sabi ni Jesus, blessed are you. Immediately after siya i-comment, well, syempre, feel good siya. No, no, come on. Son of God, tumama ako. Tingin siya sa mga kapwa, this, man. Tapos sabi ni Jesus, I'm gonna die. Okay, I'm gonna go away, I'm gonna die. Sabi ni Peter, over my dead body, Lord. Hindi pwede. Hindi ka pwede mamatay. Sabi ni Jesus, get behind me, Satan. Ito si Peter. Kasi hindi lang si Cornelius, ito si Peter. Ito yung Peter na pinag-uusapan natin dito. Ito yung Peter na wala masyadong faith nung nakakapak na sila sa tubig, yung medyo nag-doubt pa. Nag-doubt ka din ba? Pareho lang tayo ni Peter. It's not so extraordinary. You know, si Peter yung nag-dial, denial si Jesus ng 3 times. You know, Jesus at the end of that, when He was resurrected, you know what Jesus said to Peter? Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? Sabi ni Peter, yes, Lord, feed my sheep, sabi ni Jesus. Simon, son of John, do you truly? 3 times, just to redeem all the times that Peter denied him. It was all because, why did Peter go to Cornelius? His heart was changed. Because Peter loved God. And sometimes maybe there are people inviting you to service and a victory group. You know, don't take it for granted. That might be God knocking at the door of your heart, telling you to come, come. Say, God na yan. Let's not wait for a frightening angel. If somebody's inviting you to be part of their group, think about it, pray about it. That might be God already calling you to Himself. Before Peter died, the scripture, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, the day is like 1,000 years. Sino ito ni Peter, bago siya namatay? 1,000 years are like a day. And remember this, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, some understand slowness. He's patient with us. Katulad ng pagbiging patient niya kay Peter, not wanting anyone to perish, but come to repentance.